This Saturday is National Trails Day, and the event is being celebrated at the Brooker Creek Preserve, an 8,500-acre wilderness area located in the northeastern corner of Pinellas County. Bruce Rinker is with the Pinellas County's Environmental Lands Division. He says the county is welcoming anybody who wants to attend the day's activities on Saturday.
It's a pretty exciting event. It's free and open to the public, and we're especially encouraging families with children to come and enjoy the great outdoors.
And tell us, Bruce, what actually is going to be taking place on Saturday.
There are a couple of things. All of it is connected with what is called National Trails Day 2009. And National Trails Day 2009 is the signature program for the American Hiking Society. And we're trying to inspire the local public and trail enthusiasts to come out and enjoy the Brooker Creek Preserve. So that's part of the celebration. And then as for details with the big day, we have a whole bunch of things going on. We are dedicating what is called the Wild Tract at the Brooker Creek Preserve. It's 778 acres that we recently acquired to add to the preserve, and we're honoring Mr. Fred Marquis, who's formerly a county administrator for Pinellas County. And then throughout the day, we have a whole bunch of other events, from music, food and refreshments, exhibits, interpretive activities for children, including a trail sign scavenger hunt. And we have roaming naturalists. We have more than 4 miles of hiking trails open to the public. And then a little bit later on in the day, we're going to be doing interpretive tours of those 778 acres that are not, probably won't be open to the public, at least for a while, until we complete our management plan for that entire area. Then we have an artist who's exhibiting. At 1 o'clock, we have Barbara Walker from Clearwater Audubon Society. She's going to be speaking about bald eagles in Pinellas County and bringing a live eagle. We'll have Jeff Klinkenberg, a noted author and journalist from St. Pete Times. He's going to be speaking about real Florida. Silent Auction, the exhibitors run the full gamut of conservation societies and folks who and organizations that are focused on not only the health of the environment but good health for people too. And of course our gift shop and our exhibit galleries will be open, and I don't want people to forget that Father's Day is coming up, so it's a good opportunity to get Dad into the field and then grab a gift on the way out.
Bruce Rinker, we're talking with. He's with Pinellas County's Environmental Lands Division. Bruce, you mentioned County Commissioner Fred Marquis is going to be honored.
Yes, first off, a correction. He's formerly a county administrator, but we will have a number of our county commissioner is present as well, and as well as Mr. Robert LaSala, who is currently our county administrator. And Fred Marquis, we're honoring him because not only did he play a major role in the acquisition of these 778 acres for the Brooker Creek Preserve, but he also played a role throughout his entire professional career with Pinellas County, helping us acquire wildlands and waterways so that today the Environmental Lands Division is responsible for the conservation of 16,000 acres of wildlands and waterways that represent about 30 different kinds of ecosystems.
If somebody who has not been to Brooker Creek Preserve, what kind of wildlife would they see in the preserve?
Sure. Bald eagles. These days we have swallowtail kites going over. We have bobcats, coyote, white-tailed deer, gopher, tortoises, pygmy rattlesnakes, and then, of course, we have all sorts of creepy crawlies, beautiful insects. Lovely plants. So it's a wide variety of what folks would have seen in this portion of the county a number of decades ago, and of course now it's isolated inside of the Brooker Creek Preserve.